Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball towards center. Bruton settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bruton. Kindle moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre fields it and throws to second for the out. Kindle moves to third. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Morin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Shandianst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandianst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bruton moves to third. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Neiman moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tanner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trowbridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Elston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walls moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls scores. Tanner moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tanner scores. Morin moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin, who is chasing the ball. Covington reaches third base with a triple. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Covington tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Cubs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Jolly now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Elston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Covington throws the ball into Matthews, who relays the ball to Shane Dienst, who tags Elston trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matthews scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Covington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Walls reaches second base with a double. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walls moves to third. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Dale Rice. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Crandall now catching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kindle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. John Demerit pinch hits for Dave Jolly. John Demerit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demerit strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tanner bunts between the mound and first base. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tanner for the out. Walls moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to third. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Chuck Tanner now playing left field. Bob Will now playing center field. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Turk Lown now pitching. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Milwaukee Braves, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.